This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Now, we're talking this morning to local candidates in the upcoming election, and my next candidate is rather a different kettle of fish from the gentleman we just spoke to up in Box Hill. His name is Christian Vega. He's standing for the Sex Party. He works in community health, supporting sex workers, the homeless, and people with mental health, drug and alcohol issues. He's a member of Vixen, a support group for sex workers, and a national representative of the Scarlet Alliance, which is the Australian Sex Workers Association. And he has a lot of priorities, as you might imagine, in community health. He joins us now on the line, Christian Vega. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, Doug. Good morning, listeners.
What's the weather like up there?
It's actually quite sunny and warm up in Sydney, which...
Lucky old you, it's pouring down here.
I do miss Melbourne, though, and I do love Melbourne.
Well, you're going to be back for the weekend, aren't you?
Of course I will be.
Of course. Okay, now, sex party. How are you travelling in Paran?
The sex party is very, very well supported in Paran. As you know, the sex party has always been... very progressive and very inclusive of a lot of the issues that affect the district of Paran. Paran might be the smallest electorate in the smallest district in the state, but it's full of communities and groups and issues that the sex party is very, very vocal on. So as well as our support of the GLBTI community, we also have policies that really address issues like Melbourne's livability and nightlife culture, which is definitely very present in Paran. You know, we have policies regarding public transport and safety, a lot of the key issues that affect people who do live and who do visit the Paran district, and it's one of the things I'm very proud to represent.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get a huge vote there, though, are you? Because the main battle is going to be between the Tony Lupton for the Labour Party and Clem Newton Brown for the Liberals, isn't it?
Oh, well, that's true. And look, you know, being a small party, we're not expecting to take over government anytime soon. I think people would get a rather rude shock if that happened. But I think it's really important to acknowledge the roles that small parties and independents play in upholding democracy in occasions of elections. You know, we're able to bring a voice to issues that other parties are just too scared to talk about. So, you know, certainly courage and bravery is one of the things that the Australian Sex Party incorporates into the way that it goes about highlighting issues.
Well,
You've
certainly had your differences with, for example, the Greens. I mean, I've heard one or two Greens complaining that because you're running so well in Paran, they don't stand an earthly. But which is a nice compliment, I suppose. But you know, you take a very, very different view about sex work, for example, because the Greens, you know, are very strong on cracking down on sex trafficking and. Trafficking of women and things like that, and whereas your party is founded in the sex industry, isn't it?
Well, look, to be fair on the Greens, they've had candidates speak to you and on other shows on Joy, saying that they don't have a policy on sex work, when in fact we know through our work with a lot of grassroots organisations who have engaged with the Greens that they have a national policy on sex work. It's just that the Victorian candidate for Richmond for the Greens has been in constant denial of that policy. And that policy is one that we've committed to, that we've actually gone further with, and that is to uphold the rights of sex workers and decriminalise the sex industry so as to ensure, you know, greater protection of human rights, implementing occupational health and safety standards. And look, it's about trying to add more legitimacy to sex workers because they are a legally recognised occupation in Victoria. We should be protecting them as much as we can.
Okay. One other thing I wanted to ask you about, because I got an email into my box from your party yesterday. In fact, I got several. You seem to be doing a lot of policy launches at the moment. You brought out your education policy.
Now, sorry, which policy?
Your education policy. Uh-huh. Now, that's something I have quite an interest in personally, because it's my view that you'll never really tackle homophobia in society until you tackle it in the schools.
That's right.
How does your policy address that kind of thing?
Well, look, it's funny. Particularly at election time, elected officials in the community seem to throw around words like equality and acceptance as if they would be gifts that, you know, elected officials can magically give to people. I give you equality or acceptance. The Sex Party actually doesn't believe that. The Sex Party believes that equality and acceptance actually has to start in the community. So we put together a policy around compulsory sex education in schools that would be age appropriate, and that expands from the current curriculum of, you know, of anatomy and STIs and pregnancy. We believe that sex is a broad-reaching topic, and it's one that a lot of people are interested in, and it's one that people don't get enough education in, particularly around things like relationships and families, mm-hmm. and accepting families. We believe that children should be taught to accept all different types of relationships and recognise all types of families as equal. That's why the Australian Sex Party believes in a more long-term generational change in terms of establishing equality and acceptance for the GLBTI community.
Well, the gentleman from the Labor Party I was talking to before I spoke to you was saying that he believed in taking things a bit at a time, and then people would see the sky didn't fall and then he did a little bit more. He said it was much better to bring people along with you rather than confront them and possibly provoke a backlash.
Well, look, we believe that there's enough community support out there for things like compulsory sex education for children. I mean, these aren't radical ideas. These are ideas that are supported by the community. And yes, you know, sometimes a long journey takes little steps at a time, but how long do we have to take little steps for? I mean, I think the general community is actually quite impatient with government in terms of giving GLBTI community equal rights. This isn't something that we should, you know, be devoting so much energy to. It should have already been done by now. And look, if we're not there now, we think that there needs to be, you know, more strides ahead towards equality for our community.
Right. Now, there's one aspect of your education policy that intrigued me. You want to extend voting to 16 mm-hmm. to 18-year-olds, but make it non-compulsory in those years.
That's right. Look, you know, going out in the electorate, campaigning out in the hustings, we come across so many people, so many particularly young people, who are just very disengaged with politics. They think that politics is only about, you know, middle-aged white men who don't really look like them or are interested in their issues, and when in fact that's not the case. There's a lot of young people who are really passionate involved, but they've had to go out and find out their own information for themselves. The Australian Sex Party believes that by engaging young people more in the political process, that they will be able to feel a bit more connected to this process. Because at the moment, we're just seeing a lot of people who are really disillusioned, really detached, really not connected to that process, and we'd like to see them come along more. That's why our party's sort of made up. If you look at our candidates and our membership, we do have a significant proportion of young people who are along with us because, you know, we're willing to be vocal on the issues that they care about that are, you know, real and pertinent to their lives, and they feel like they want to contribute to it. So that's why we have them with us. We'd like to see that more broadly as well.
Yeah, the other thing about your party is as well, you make a big thing on your website, for example, is about a third of your candidates are from the GLBTIQ community.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We're actually quite proud of that, yes.
So you practice the diversity you preach.
Absolutely. And look, it's something that's quite absent, we find, with other parties, you know.
They do tend to look a bit kind of white bread, blue suit, you know, as you said, middle-aged white male, don't they?
Yeah, and look, we want to add a bit more colour and movement to politics because it shouldn't be seen as boring. It's something that, you know, affects us all. We all have to vote. You know, Parliament is supposed to be representative of us, so we believe that our community should definitely be in there.
Great. Well, the best of luck with drawing up some more votes for yourself at the weekend in Paran, Christian.
Excellent. Lovely chatting to you, Dave.
And you know, I'll be doing an election night broadcast from here, so we'll maybe catch up with you then as well.
Fantastic.
We'll see how it goes. Thanks, Christian.
See you. Bye, Joy listeners.
That was Christian Vega there. He's standing for the sex party in Paran. As I said, going to get a bit squeezed there between the two major parties, I should think. But if you want to make a point and you agree with what the sex party stands for, that's one place you can put your vote.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.